This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 416, recorded in May. May 6th, 2015.
Are you sure?
Sure.
He's probably not, because he's just reading off the notes, and I could have put any numbers
no,
in
no,
there.
No. I'm reading off my screen where I typed that in earlier today.
Which you got off the notes.
No, I do that before the notes. I just keep track. I just add one each week. So, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it works. Oh, crap, this is episode 417. I'm kidding. That's 416. Hey, I'm your host, Brian Kilby. With me, we have Don, Matt, a.k.a. Melvar, Chris, a.k.a. XV, Diecast, who doesn't have an a.k.a., John, and Rob. Gentlemen, how's it going?
Hot.
It is hot, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened to spring. It was here 1 or 2 days, and then it just left.
John, yeah. how long have you lived in the relative south like that?
All my life.
Okay, so like my mother has this saying, there's four seasons in the south. There is almost summer, summer, still summer, and Christmas. We have just transitioned out of almost summer.
That's true. And there's four weather states. Humidity, and lots of humidity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Well, no, we have a fifth one now, which is tornadoes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Tennessee.
Which is just humidity going in a circle.
Yeah. Actually, you know. So, So the podcast is hard to do because I try to keep, like, any sort of heating and air off when I'm doing it. So I'm either cold or hot.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, hot.
I mean, yeah,
so basically you're a McD. Basically, you're a McDLT. Your hot side is hot, your cold side is cold.
Nobody will get that joke, Don.
If I had my preference, I would be cold all the time because it's easier to warm yourself up than it is to cool down.
Blankets.
Yes.
Blankets, sweaters, whatever.
Yes.
I hate the cold so much.
Well, my heart's cold, so I'm used to it.
Well, the cold never bothered me anyway, so.
Hey, so.
I was born in a wind chill of minus 65 degrees. Ooh. I think I can take some cold.
You win.
In Chicago.
Yeah,
that's
suburbs, but yeah.
Hey, so on the network this week, on the RFC minicast, John interviewed our friend Alan about with tips about displaying your collection.
Indeed, it was a good conversation.
I went through
store bought stuff.
So listening to it, I don't want to spoil too much. I had no idea that Alan tinted his windows. Don, you should do that.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, right.
Well, since I rent, I really can't do that. That's
hey,
why
just scrape them off when you move.
Yeah.
Also, you know, if you just hate the sunlight in general, that's also a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, I've also got some really heavy like tapestry material over the windows.
Well, I mean that works too. Yeah. That's a little bit more like mortuary-ish.
Yeah. You still keep a blanket on Grand Max in Fort Max.
Yeah,
but Grand Max especially.
Yeah, but that makes the apartment look just ghetto fabulous. So
it's in your bedroom, though. So
no one ever sees my bedroom. So who cares?
I think that was a joke. Kilby was dancing around Don, but yeah. You know,
well, Kilby
way to own
saw
up to
your
it.
Bedroom.
I've seen it. It's a fine bedroom.
Wow, wow.
Lots of toys. like rare Japanese Transformers. Like no, not like anything else.
I mean, like seriously, if I had a Grand Max and had got it for the deal Don did, I would be doing everything I could to stop it from yellowing because you're never going to be able to replace that if it does start turning.
It already has. And it's been under the blanket, a thick, heavy blanket. It's just
I mean, some of it just happens with age.
What if you find out, Don, that the blanket was what caused the yellowing?
Don, the cat hasn't been, like, peeing on the blanket while it's been on Grand Max, right? Well, no, it's a cat. You would know if it has.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
There would be no questions.
Hopefully.
Because yeah. that would involve him leaping up about 6 feet in the air and then sort of peeing in an arc like a John Woo bullet
Don,
thing.
Don, you joke. I've seen cats do that.
So this,
and if
this,
he was going to do that to anything, it would be that Kronos behind Don.
Perfect segue for being awesome with Rob Springer. So this this week, Rob talks about Oil Master and Creo, because that's awesome as well. On RFC Extra, we talk about our love for some of the BotCon stuff as of late.
And lasers.
And lasers. And that's it. No There Goes My Money or Fanboy versus Transformers this week.
Wait,
I don't think we're having a Fanboy versus Transformers next week either, because I saw the Diamond shipping list and there's actually no books coming out.
Yeah.
So I was on the Transmissions podcast this past week, and they did review the comic Free Comic Book Day comic, but I don't have it. Yeah, sadness.
Wait, so I have a question with the Creo stuff.
I have no idea. I haven't listened to it.
Yeah, because I thought most of that stuff got canceled for the U.S., or there was a rumor going around
I have
that
no
that
idea.
Stuff got canceled for the U.S.
No idea.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you still got, what, Ross, Marshalls, TJ Maxx, and plus you got, you know, overseas sellers.
Well, and like that's good for things that have come out already, and you know nobody was able to sell, so they went to close out. Not so good for getting stuff that has not yet been released into rotation.
So, considering that it's not a new show for the most part, he's probably talking about Creo in general because he loves Creo. It's like two podcasts up on my to listen list. It's like back behind another one. So as soon as I get the new episode of Hardcore History with Dan Carlin listened to, which is 4 hours long, I'll get the new episode of Being Awesome.
Brian, what do we get for those kind of records sometimes?
No.
We do. It's called Toy Fair and San Diego Comic-Con coverage.
I mean, that's true. That's true. Although that's mostly like a format thing where we do that on purpose just because, you know, it's fun to sit around all day and talk about that. And if we wanted to convey the same information, we could do so in a lot more concise package.
And we have no expectation that people will listen to the whole thing.
True. I mean, that's mostly for the benefit of the people who come and watch live.
Exactly. Like, I don't understand how some podcasts can be like, you know, 3 hours long on just like, you know, each week. It doesn't really compute for me.
You know, the very fact that the following Wednesday we do like a recap wrap up thing of the event coverage to bring the condensed down version, that's what people are going to go back and listen to and get the information out of if they weren't there for the live show.
Yeah, and I'll usually do a video package and post it to YouTube and, you know.
Yeah.
So. Hey, so toy purchases this week. So Chris has something, and he's posted about it to T-Formers, and we've shared it on the Twitter and Facebook. So
on the Twitter, you sound as old as Don.
I know. Right? So what do you have?
Well, there's Quickslinger, or Slingshot, if you like. The exclusive free color of Firefly, yeah. So. Like, there's that, and there's Breakneck, which is Wild Rider. You know, for some reason, I have a harder time keeping the Stunicon straight than Aerial Bots nowadays. So, like, they both got new head sculpts. Quickslingers is really, really nice. Breakneck, if you like Andrew Wildman art, you'll probably be into it. It doesn't really fit with the rest of the head sculpts on the other Stunicons, though. Maybe Motormaster, but that wasn't that great either. But like Breakneck's really, really nicely put together. It actually fixes a couple of the little problems Dead End had. Quickslinger, though, is a little bit not so good. Firefly was definitely the better use of that mold. But yeah, there is video reviews, also text and photos up at T-Formers, which you can go check out. Diecast, I couldn't help but notice you didn't have a video review up for either of these yet. When can you expect to see that?
As soon as you ship them out to me, I'll be able to review them.
Oh, no, I couldn't. These were sent to me specifically for the purposes of the review. I can't just, you know, send them on. I can't.
Well, if you're all done with the review, I mean, you know, share them.
Well,
it's like the more you mail them around, the faster they'll disintegrate.
Right.
So, I mean, like Big Bad Toy Store is getting that, TF Source, a lot of other stores, right?
Walmart, Amazon, Entertainment Earth.
So when, why do we know why most stores haven't put them up for pre-order?
Well, I would assume there's just a moratorium on that from Hasbro.
Well, some people have done it.
That's not going up till May 22nd, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Robot Kingdom and Kapow Toys, which, you know, Hong Kong and UK respectively, they have both started making these figures available, but presumably the restrictions imposed by the Hasbro offices in those places are different than what Hasbro US is doing.
Hmm. So I just want to point this out. On Facebook, James said, John Woo Cat P, Avengers discussion in Mario World versus Mario 3, all in the first 30 minutes. It's going to be a great show.
Where else can you get this much quantity
People should tune into the live stream, tfradio.net/live, or tformers.com, every Wednesday, starting at about 8 o'clock Eastern. It's fun. Because most of that stuff was pre-show. And Don's video, in a way.
It's been going.
Don, just leave it off, Don.
Okay.
It was a good try, Don.
It screws up my setting. So
okay,
yeah, sorry. Let's see here. What else do we have? Okay, so Diecast has something. He has
Chigurh. And it's I haven't transformed it yet. I just got it in the mail today from the Chosen Prime, which he shipped it out on Monday. So I love the fact that I get the stuff so quick. Because he uses the 2-day shipping, which is amazing.
Quick turnaround.
Yeah, because, you know, other stores, it takes like 4, 5, 6 days to get to me. But it's a really, I mean, it comes packaged in train mode. It's a really nice looking train.
That's much larger than I would have thought.
It's big.
Yeah,
and
it's supposed to be like masterpiece scale.
It's got a lot of weight to it, and it looks... I haven't transformed it yet, but it looks masterpiece-esque, so I'm really happy to have it in hand. But it's been an expensive week because I have the 3 Warbitron figures, because I never picked up the Vortex is. I didn't pick that up. I was waiting until the other one came out, and then I got that little add-on kit, which is like $30 with the Shockwave and the guns, and then... The other thing that we're going to mention in the news that came in today, and what else? I know there's something else. And plus, Apollyon's going to be hitting any day. So
that's an expensive one.
Yeah.
I've heard good things about it, though.
I have. There's already a few tentative reviews up around the web, and it looks to be a pretty good figure, but I definitely want to see some more reviews because it's got a few things that kind of worry me. I'm just saying this as far as you've got some swing arms that look a little worrisome.
I know, you're waiting for my review, Don.
I definitely want to see it at BotCon in the dealer room first before making any decisions.
Oh, you won't see it in the dealer room at BotCon.
Yeah, I know, that's the
point. No, but you can visit any number of hotel rooms.
I did have a review just post today of the Bullsfire Airstrike that I got.
Did you mention the fact that it broke?
I forgot to mention the fact that it broke.
The first time you tried to transform.
That's probably the most important thing you could have mentioned.
Well,
it depends. It depends.
I fixed
it, though. Like, you know, was the breakage his fault for, you know, ham-fisting it, or was it actually a design defect? There's a difference there, because if he broke it out of his own negligence, probably don't mention that.
But if it broke, just in the course of transforming it, probably should point that out.
I'm not sure if it was stuck or if I just pushed the wrong way, to be honest. So,
yeah, I don't know. I've done it, so stuff happens. You know, the thing is, unless other people have reported it, it's probably just a weird random thing. So
Yeah,
I mean, it happens. You know, there could have been a bubble inside the piece that was completely, you know, not visible from the outside.
Which is exactly what's happened to me every single time I've broken a toy.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, so one thing I wanted to mention before we move ahead. Our pal, TransFanatics, was giving away a leader class Megatron, and asked if we would mind announcing the winner, and don't mind at all. Congratulations to Anthony Gaynor. That's not a He-Man character. that is the winner of the Transfanatics Leader Class Megatron. Congratulations. Not making fun of your name.
Oh my gosh.
Is that a G1 Megatron or is that the Armada Megatron?
I don't know.
That's important.
Well, it's free, so he can't complain.
Either way, it's an awesome toy, but
yeah,
some people would mind.
Yeah, well.
Shouldn't mind free, though.
You know, either one would be an awesome toy, but the G1 version is, like, wholly superior in every conceivable way.
I still haven't opened
I've seen that Armada version. I could totally complain about that.
No, the Armada version was fun. I played with it a couple times. I played with Brian's first.
Oh, God.
Moving right along.
So this week in history, this one's pretty cool. And again, I know if you have a drinking game, just go ahead and take a shot. May 8th, 2001, the Transformers Heroes, The Rebirth and Villains, The Ultimate Doom are released on VHS and DVD in the U.S. by Kid Rhino, and that does not feel like 14 years ago.
It does not.
And no, I remember buying those.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
VHS.
I got them on DVD.
Yeah.
Is it Kid Rhino? I thought it was just Rhino.
Well, it was.
It's Kid Rhino, but everybody just shortens it to Rhino.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I remember getting Rebirth and running home after work and watching that thing and just.
Yeah. So Rhino is a company and Kid Rhino is a sub brand.
Oh, okay.
So Rhino was actually originally known for like releasing music. And they moved into the movie or video line, I believe. So,
when I was uploading the Transformers box set, the first one, season one, there was an extra CD in there, or extra DVD, and it had like, it was all about BotCon. It was like people talking about BotCon and stuff.
I've watched that, yeah.
And I was actually watching it,
Don's
looking for Don.
Yeah,
that's who I was looking for. I was like, Don's got to be in this somewhere.
I've been told I'm in it. As far as the back of my head in a group shot, but
okay.
You know what else Don is in? In the BotCon brochure this year, they put a picture up of it was either the dealer room or one of the panels, and you can clearly see Don in the crowd.
Yeah,
is that on their website? I'm gonna have to go check
the brochure that's up now. It's in one of the photos they posted. Don's in there.
See, Don, you're famous. You're cool.
Don's also in that opening video of David's movie.
Basically, Don is Waldo. Find him.
Did that ever come out?
Yeah, I think he did like a Kickstarter or something, and those people got it. I don't know that it's available for general sale.
Not that I would buy it. I mean, I guess if he wanted to torture somebody, he could buy it, but...
So moving on.
Yeah, so, yes. So G2 Combiner War begins with Superion. What?
Yes! Yes!
So
it's not my first choice of things to come out in G2 Deco from Combiner Wars. I will take it.
All right. When am I going to have to buy this?
Choice. I have
when
to say
and where?
And
we
so
have no
begins.
Idea yet.
It's basically it's part of it's visible in a poster from an unknown source.
Now, this would be really awesome if it was like the G2 Bruticus and it came in a really cheap box set. That would be great.
I mean, it depends who gets it, honestly. Like, if Amazon gets this like around October or November, I could see this being like, you know, $80 box set. Because, you know, they'll take a little loss on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we've got a Voyager in this one, too. So.
Yeah.
Well, as successful, it seems to me that the Bruticus Fall of Cybertron G2 version for Amazon seemed to be very successful. I can't see them not wanting to try to get another piece of the pie with that.
It sold out for sure. I don't know how many units they made. Certainly, they had to. I'm certain they made enough to at least recoup the cost.
I know they didn't have to mark it down ultimately because that's how I got it, but.
I mean, I'm just hoping this isn't going to be a San Diego Comic-Con thing because then it's going to be ridiculous.
I don't think enough people care about G2.
It's not oomphy enough for a San Diego Comic-Con.
No, if it was going to be SDCC, it would be either Bruticus again because that's a thing that was done before, so it's in the consciousness more, or it would be like Defensor or Menasor because that's a notable thing that was never actually released the first time around.
Not Devastator? That seems the obvious one.
Well, that's definitely
Devastator's
going to
be the big thing, though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Devastator is going to be your, like, $200 exclusive. Yep. Or whatever it's going to end up costing, it's going to be expensive. But, you know, if they want, like, you know, these would be a smaller box set, relatively speaking. So I don't think one precludes the other.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. There is a possibility that this could be that other San Diego Comic-Con Transformer exclusive.
I really still think that Combiner Hunters thing that we talked about a couple weeks ago is going to be the other SDCC exclusive just because of all the circumstances presented with it. I think that's going to be that. These I really expect to just be like online retail exclusives. And with, you know, there's the main four combiners we know are happening, and there's enough for that to go around everywhere. Everybody can get in on that. Toys R Us, Amazon, Big Bad Toy Store could probably even get their own exclusive out of one of them if they want to. Like, you know, they've not done super well on their own exclusives in the past, like the Dark Energon stuff.
Yeah.
But one of these would be a little bit more certain.
Yeah, the G2 Bruticus was a shared exclusive between them and Amazon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
God, I want more G2 combiners so much.
I want every G1 combiner to have a G2 version. But I definitely want them to do some of this Japanese characters as well.
I want Battle Gaia so bad.
Yes. Yeah, Battle Gaia would be cool. No, but I really, really hope that the next thing after this is Menasor, because G2 Menasor is actually really pretty. I want G2 Defensor too, because there's a lot of orange in that, but I think I want Menasor just a little bit more.
Well, When we get to Bruticus, everybody can have their own exclusive version of that because it's been repainted so many times.
Okay, so we've got
Combiner
Earth,
Wars Ruination. Let's go.
Well,
we got Bruticus, Ruination, Cheddar Cheese Camo, Urban Commando, Battle Gaia. Yeah,
make these happen, people. Come on.
I think that's all the distinct versions.
Of Devastator? Actually. I mean, of Bruticus?
Bruticus. No, the most expensive blind box toys.
Yeah, Bruticus is actually different than Ruination. Yeah. So Bruticus would be... Mm.
Well, okay, but no, they did a Ruination that had the yellow parts. So, I mean, that's pretty close.
I mean, well, there's still two distinct colorations.
Besides, I think, like, the gold hands and feet would be something Takara would do more since that's the colors they
come in two. Didn't Ruination come in two colors?
Ruination came in three colors, I think.
Okay, there we go.
Like if I remember, oh, there
everybody
the original,
could probably get two exclusives out of this. Then
there was the original single release, you know, normal colors Ruination. I'm saying normal, but the basic colors with the gray hands and feet, the blue armor hide. There was Desert Camo, which was more like Valdigus. And then there was the Urban or Arctic Camo, where everything was had more gray deco.
Mm-hmm.
So there was three Ruinations that actually happened.
Yep, there sure was. I ended up giving away that Desert Camo to, like, Goodwill. Like, still sealed. I wish I'd kept it.
Yeah. Eh. Well, that's what I call the cheddar cheese camo, because it's just... The Arctic camo, the Urban Commando, the Urban camo is really nice. With the purple and the grays, it's really nice.
Which
you
one?
You know what? The Urban.
Oh, the Urban, yeah.
Yeah, that one.
I saw that at Walmart once, and I wish I'd have picked it up.
And you know John just posted a link in the Skype chat with at least six distinct decos.
I was going to say GB Blackrock in our chat is correct, and if any of these go on Amazon, you can order them at tfradio.net /Amazon.
Mark's awesome. Right. Thank you.
Nice. Yeah.
No, that's very true. We need to keep an eye on that.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as more than just Superion happens, one or more will be going to Amazon. We can pretty much count on that. And, like, Superion is not my first choice for a G2 deco, but it's the nicest of the combiners so far, so yes. I'm not really that upset by it.
Well, I got a feeling we're going to be seeing these G2'd in the order they came out, because that's just sort of the way the production run is going to happen.
Maybe. Okay, so here's how I'm looking at this right now, which, you know, Superion was the first complete set we got. It's the first one we have evidence of that's going to be G2 colors. I think they're going to be – or do you mean the order they came out in Combiner Wars, not G2?
In the Combiner Wars.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. No, I was thinking, you know, you're going like Superion, Bruticus, and then
– Oh, no. I just – you know, they're making the regular versions to get them out to the market.
Right.
But those toolings can go right back on the line and make the G2 versions to get them sent out by the holidays or wherever they're going to wind up at.
So now the question is, will the new slingshot disintegrate rapidly?
Probably. So, real quick, Transfanatics sent me a message. It is the G1 Megatron. So, congratulations, Anthony.
Oh,
so,
awesome.
Yeah, moving
he
ahead.
Dodged a bullet there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. Really. Big Bad Toy Store is now shipping the Protectobots. They are now in my pile of loot.
Yeah, mine too.
Just the Deluxe and Legends figures. Of course, not Hotspot.
Oh, I'm so disappointed there's no Voyagers.
The Voyagers will be in pretty soon.
Yeah. Probably tomorrow, because I just shipped my loot.
Yeah.
Because I had the Warbitron figures in there.
Yeah. So, I don't mind waiting to see if Hotspot shows up next week, maybe, because I've also got Tuxedo Mask from Figuarts coming in this month, too.
I bet you do, Don.
Expect to see my reviews of the Deluxe Protectobots starting on TForMers.com next week.
Awesome.
Nice.
Matt,
yeah, I was so tempted to ship my loot today, but I was like, no, as soon as I do, those torso bots will come in, so I'll just wait.
Yeah.
Okay, so Hasbro Asia to reissue MP12 Sideswipe in September with an exclusive bonus planned. Do we know yet what that bonus is?
Is it
a coin?
It's a
new coin.
They love coins.
God, it's lame.
Asia is all about the coins.
So on transmissions, we talked about maybe being like those pile drivers.
A jetpack.
Yeah. Or a parachute.
Well, they had the pile drivers already.
That was an Amazon exclusive, though.
Yeah. But the reissue could technically come with some of those exclusive parts.
Yeah.
It's possible, even if unlikely.
Yeah. It's true.
if he does come with a jetpack, I'm hoping the jetpack would also be compatible with MP10.
I mean, there'd be no point otherwise.
Yeah. It would have to be.
Mm-hmm. Like, the only reason that was even notable was because Optimus stole it from him.
And apparently never gave it back.
Well, no, he broke it.
That's right.
Okay, moving ahead, we have...
Like, really, Sideswipe is lucky he was in the cartoon and not the movie, in which case Optimus would have torn him in half and, you know, strapped his corpse onto him and used that as the rocket pack.
Which I can see, unfortunately, see, like, oh, poor Sideswipe. Okay, quick, weld him to me.
I'm glad I didn't transition to the next story so Chris could get that out. Okay, so next item. Comparison shots of Road Rage and Trax, the Masterpiece figures. And that sure is a comparison shot.
Yep.
But,
it illustrates the remold a little bit better.
Yeah, but she's looking good. She's looking real good.
I'm anxious to see some color shots of her.
Yeah. I wonder if she'll be in the regular red, or do you think we might get the yellow Trax color on her?
No, that would be Road Rage.
That's correct. That's
it would just be yellow Trax as a girl.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know. There's no reason Yellow Trax couldn't be reimagined as a female Autobot, or Decepticon, for that matter.
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be kind of cool.
That would actually be pretty interesting.
We need some Masterpiece Decepticons, so...
Yeah.
You're darn right we do.
Well, no, I'm, you know, well, like I said...
Wasn't there a black version of Trax, too?
Yeah, that was a...
A hobby?
Mm-hmm.
One of the Diaclone colors.
Oh, was that Diaclone?
It was Lucky Draw. The black version was a Lucky Draw figure.
Oh, then I wouldn't count it.
Yeah.
But could get
the Transformers version with Lucky Draw, or was there not a Diaclone Black Trax?
There was a black one.
I remember the black one being a magazine giveaway / Lucky Draw.
For Transformers or Diaclone, though? That's the question.
For Transformers.
Right. If that's a pre-existing Diaclone coloration, it could get on a Masterpiece, because that's what Exhaust is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So we have new photos of Unite Warrior Superion in both transformed in sort of G1-esque ways and the better way.
Otherwise known as the way Don apparently prefers these, because Don.
And the better way, of course. So here on video is the way that you probably should be transforming it. It's exactly what you thought it would be.
Well,
I don't like it.
In G1-ized.
Boring.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be a great toy. It's just I don't know why. I mean,
it is a great toy, and like the box set cost is not that much more than getting the Hasbro one. So if you're really into what they did with the Deco here, that's, you know, go for it. But I just am not feeling it.
If you really like white hands and feet, go for it.
And that weird mustard color.
That actually looks way better in this pic. But
it does. Rob? I was just about to say what John said. It looks better in this picture than it did in the first field.
Yeah.
That's the way I do. That's the way I do mine. Just because it reminds me of the gift set that I had when I was younger.
Mm. You cover it in mustard?
No, Miracle Whip. No, the G1 style.
Yeah. Oh. Do you compress the arms too, so they don't have elbows anymore?
No, on this Superion, since he actually has elbows, I've leave them out to make, you know. Besides, if you do that and you put the gun in it and you have the elbows out, you can actually make it look like he's going to shoot something for the once. Because I don't recall Superion ever using his gun at all, other than maybe like a club or something.
So I don't know that I want to show this because I have a no silhouette policy with third party. I pretty much felt the same way with first party.
Basically, the short version is the Night Warriors is going to have Devastator colors to be determined.
Yeah,
orange,
which we assumed.
Yeah, it's not really a surprise. It's just like, well, here's the confirmation that this is probably happening sooner rather than later.
So I know Hasbro would never do it because it would make no sense to whatsoever.
Walgreens colors?
No. Well, I know I could justify that. But for some reason, you know what? I would love it in Tiger Force.
Ooh. I would like Python Patrol.
Yeah, although that too. I don't know why, but I just want it in Tiger Force colors. Okay, so...
Well, now it's possible.
See, if you're going to do Tiger Force or Python Patrol, you have to like mix and match teams to get closer to the
I'm fine with that. That's do every single one in Tiger Force colors.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, if Japan is doing it earlier, we might see a Diaclone recolor earlier as well, with it already being, you know.
But does Japan care about Diaclone color Devastator?
What was Destro's team?
My guess
team?
Is not. What?
What was Destro's team? I would want that too. The Iron Grenadiers. Yeah.
But hey, with a Destro figure. Yeah, as long as we're talking about Tiger Force repaints, I want to see him do that Viper.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. Tiger Rattler. Oh yes.
Oh yeah. Pretty sweet.
That would be nice.
Or Snowcat. You know, we got Snowcat years ago. Energon Snowcat.
No.
Do that out of Rook.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Sure.
Genius. Okay. Moving ahead. Robust in Skies Warrior Class Wave 4 to include new deco or new Night Ops Bumblebee and Gold Armor Grimlock redecos. Yeah.
I like the Grimlock. The Grimlock.
Yeah,
if
you want an RAD Grimlock in G1 colors, there you go.
Yeah. I would pick that up because that's probably the best RAD mold so far.
There's also going to be more Legion recolors, like a white Sideswipe and another Night Off Bumblebee, too.
Mm. Yeah.
Super interesting, I know.
Yeah.
I'll be break it for a slow week.
Though.
Yeah.
I'll buy it.
Slow week for news. Bad week for money.
Wallets, yeah.
Gee, too bad there's not a podcast to talk about that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Okay, so subscription service 3.0 shipping soon, meaning John will be the first person again to get all of this stuff.
Yeah, probably. Based on what they're saying, John will probably have the first one on May 16th.
Okay.
Perhaps.
And I'm betting it will be G2 Starscream.
Still, I don't know
John, did they even ship it to you, or did they just drive by and throw it out the window?
Like on their way to work?
John.
Did they bring it on horseback?
Did you withhold Ultra Mammoth so that I could be the first person to announce that it
I have
arrived?
No idea why you got it, like, months
I'm telling you, they had
else.
To have done that on purpose.
Yeah,
there's no other way.
There's something to that, for sure.
It's just weird. But
they sent Kilby's out a week ahead of all the other ones.
It was so awesome. Okay. Let's see here, but yeah, so be on the lookout for that. I'm now kind of kicking myself for not getting it. I know it's stupid that.
What you need to do is go look back through the list of figures in the subscription, and you'll remember why you didn't subscribe.
Yeah,
because like there is only one good thing in here, and it's Croc.
I only want Carzap, and it's like not Carzap. Because a Transformer reason. I just like race car inspired Transformer figures, and that's what that is. So
okay,
it appeals to me for a reason that
completely
really
separate
make sense.
From the reason they actually made it. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Well, it's like we were talking pre-show. You know, I wanted the Serpent OR really bad because I just love the way it looked, but in those final colors, you're just kind of...
Yeah, the deco did not work in practice.
No.
So
I'm still holding out hope for it being decent, though.
Matt,
maybe it'll look better in hand.
Just let me
have my dreams, man.
So
I just want him to be indecent in hand. That would be way more exciting.
Yeah. So moving along.
Wait for those Fembots.
The club exclusive Nova Prime is available for order at this point. And I'm just now looking at the box in a non-thumbnail view, and it's giving me a headache.
Yeah.
It looks like he's doing Johnny Cage's shadow kick, and he just didn't bother lifting his leg or something.
The price tag should give you a headache.
What is
it's
it?
Like,
yeah.
It's like $80 all told.
Oh, yeah.
For the Orion Pax mold.
Now look, that's
$59
really,
plus shipping.
That's a good mold. It is.
But it's
a good mold.
Is it
$80?
It's a good
mold and a really boring deco.
Yeah.
With a head that's not so great.
How is the shipping $20?
FunPub.
I'm looking for the Viper
really
Boy.
Hard to
I love how
things.
Quickly you just accept that. That's great.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I
we've been doing this
have
for a while
piles
now.
Of these at BotCon. Like, please buy this.
Yeah, I mean they've even said already that they're planning to have a quantity of this available to buy at BotCon. So they'll be there.
I might buy it at BotCon.
I don't know. I know. And the reason I probably buy it is just because the box usually has room for the additional figure in it, so
it
I can
does,
keep
has,
both
has,
figures in the box.
Why would you want to keep those they two might. Figures in the box together, though?
They keep might not have enough set. They might not have enough sets of the show exclusive figures, but they'll have this there. So.
In case you need a place to sit, we'll have a nice pile.
I mean, I still have Runabout and Runamuck in the box together, so...
I mean, that, they make sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They make sense together, though.
Yeah.
And these guys?
Yep.
Yeah, great toys. Hey, let's take a break and talk about Amazon. You can help keep us on the air. I'm not going to... Yeah, actually, yes. Man, you know, yesterday I'm like, oh, God, I'm going to have to stop doing the show. But then I looked and like, oh, somebody bought something from Amazon. That will keep us on the show one day longer.
No. It'll keep the lights on for another one day.
No. But no, thank you to everyone who has made a purchase through our Amazon link. It really does help out. Helps with expenses. And I actually did calculate my expenses for the podcast over the last 5 years. And it was...
That must have been pretty sad.
Yeah. I cried a little bit. Literally, it took me an hour and a half to go through receipts and emails and everything, and I really hurt.
Did you include the car for BotCon?
I did not include the car. No. That was a notable exception. Because so if it's something that I use for other reasons other than the podcast, I didn't count it. So there were a few other things that didn't count. But yeah, so tfradio.net/Amazon, or go to tfradio.net and just click on the Amazon.
Kilby's next BotCon trip car.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Brian, I don't really have anything Transformers-related to sort of plug through the Amazon link, but I'm going to plug something personally that I want everybody to buy because it's awesome. The Herculoids is out on DVD for those of you that are fans of the old animated series, and Herculoids is one of the classics from the Space Ghost era. And if you like classic cartoons, I would really recommend the Space Ghost DVD the Herculoids DVD.
Cool.
They're available through the link to Amazon.
So I did want to mention the one thing I got this week that I really love. So I had a Raspberry Pi, the Model B Plus, and the Raspberry Pi 2 came out a few months ago. It is substantially faster, and it's a neat little PC that's a little circuit board here. It was like $35. It's awesome. I love this thing.
So how long until we get our first Raspberry Pi podcast, like reproduce a podcast on a Raspberry Pi?
That's actually one of the reasons I kind of wanted it. Audacity's not on it, but I'm going to see if I can find the distribution that has Audacity on it. Then I'm going to actually give that a shot.
Hey, Brian, pretending that I'm not, or our audience are not, super computer literate and have never heard of this and don't know what it is.
Thank you, Don. It's an educational PC where you can learn to code, learn how to build like robotic stuff, or most people just use it for hobby kits. Like this one right here is actually going to be the basis of my next arcade cabinet build.
Oh, so so that's not like a regular...
No, you could use it.
Like a regular computer.
You'd have to run Linux, but people absolutely use this, the Raspberry Pi 2, as a desktop PC.
I'm told there'll be a version of Windows 10 for it, like, later.
It's the, apparently it's the Windows 10, like, the Internet of Things version, so it's a super duper duper, like, stripped down version of Windows.
Not surprising.
Yeah, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's my brother has one of the first models. Yeah, it's a very basic hobbyist computer that you can do just about anything.
And it's super cheap.
What did he end up doing with it, Rob?
He wound up putting it in a Super Nintendo shell to be his emulation machine.
Very nice.
Yeah, you can do it. Lots of stuff with it. It's pretty cool. So I just wanted to mention that. If you want one, go to tfradio.net/Amazon and you can buy one. Pretty cool. Super cheap. And
also, we should probably reiterate again, Combiner Wars Wave 3 stuff has gotten into the U.S. distribution system, or is just starting to. So, tfradio.net/CW3, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, tfradio.net.
You can go place your pre-orders for that and hopefully get them fulfilled before June, which was the last Amazon prediction I saw.
Right now, the only thing I see there are the two the Voyager figures, but you can still get those. Pretty cool.
That hotspot's looking really nice.
It is. Yes. And last week's RFC Extra, like the first 5 minutes of it was us talking about those digibashes.
Ah.
Yeah. Pretty awesome. So third-party stuff. We have... Okay, so the Alert Knight, transforming traffic light based on a Signal Lancer from Cybertron. I saw this and I was honest. I'm like, why? Yeah. Why did it take so long?
Exactly. That's the same. I thought, this is great. What took them so long? That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. See, what episode is this from?
I think Signal Lancer's robot mode appeared in one of the last episodes of Cybertron.
Yeah, actually,
but
it was.
The character was recurring through the series as a traffic light.
In the middle of nowhere. Literally, in the middle of the desert, nowhere.
With his friend, the payphone.
The payphone.
If I remember right.
Of course, now we have to have the payphone as well. We really need the payphone box.
I mean, at this rate, why don't we just, why doesn't somebody just make the Mountain Dew machine that turns into a robot rather than having the truck painted up like a Mountain Dew truck?
Sorry, I'm looking at Rob's brother's Raspberry Pi project.
Ah, yes.
Sorry. Yeah. Great. He did a great job with that.
He did.
If only we had a video game podcast.
Yeah.
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 Well, considering I just bought the Atari 5 retro game, the Coleco, and the Intellivision.
Don, are you volunteering to do an Atari video game podcast?
I would.
No, a retro plug and play podcast. Because I've got.
I want to listen to a retro CNC podcast.
I want to listen to Don's podcast as he discovers Atari in 2015.
Wait, instead of see and say, can we do a speak and spell podcast just with the little machine? And
I grew up on Atari, John. I remember it quite well.
We'd have to get Don's experience of for the first time is like PlayStation.
Yes. 3DO.
I would kill for a Sega Saturn just so I could play Panzer Dragon all day.
Yeah,
I still have my Sega Saturn.
Me too.
Oh yeah, me too. Of course. So, has everyone seen my Facebook profile photo for those of us on Facebook? I'll paste it here in the chat for you guys.
It changed again.
Yeah, and hopefully this will work. This guy right here.
Ah yes.
Oh yeah.
That's not working.
Well, I was at a comic book show a few weeks ago. And one of the sellers actually had the Atari adapter for the ColecoVision.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow, yeah. It's this crazy, crazy dad who just thinks the Atari 2600 is the best thing ever.
I think he's playing, what's he playing, Road Blasters?
I forgot.
It looks like Road Blasters.
It's an awesome photo.
Well, he's not playing anything. He's on, like, uppers right there.
Well, he does have ultimately.
Dad's on a trip.
Yeah, but he's got the stash of power. He can handle it.
Yeah, that's pretty great. I love that photo. I saw that. I watched that E.T. Documentary on Netflix, and that popped up, and I've never seen the photo before, and I certainly sought that out. And
the game that crashed the industry.
Oh well, it's the industry. What? I think crashed the industry.
And I had it. I had E.T. I was one of the ones.
I have it on my desk at work.
It's bad. It's for those of you young enough who have never played it. It's as
you're
bad
lucky.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Okay, moving ahead, we have Bad Cube, OTS-05, Claymore, 06 Hypno, 07 Kick Butt, and I saw these, and I actually, this link doesn't work. This is not the link.
Oh no, panic.
Oh no, panic.
Also, all those words, was that English? What kind of word salad was that with the three third-party names?
So it went to the not Dinobot, not the not Insecticons, which is what it was supposed to. I clicked the wrong link. So I saw these, and I couldn't tell from the screenshot as to whether or not they transform, but they can.
Yeah.
Simply. Yeah. Like, really, yeah. Kind of simply.
Well, they're Insecticons, you know.
Yeah.
I really like these.
They look nice.
Bad Cube stuff usually looks pretty good. Yeah.
Well, you know, they've done the two the Brawn and the Outback versions. They've got the new Warpath is out, and now we've got these. I'll be honest though, with the success of Bumblebee in the smaller size from Masterpiece, I don't see why we're not getting Insecticons to both next as the or at least soon, because it's been proven Masterpiece will work in the smaller scale
because of repaint potential.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Like, yeah. I'm not saying they can't happen, but they will be quite a ways down the road when they've gotten all the other Masterpiece money to pay for them.
Yeah, it just seems like if they need some smaller figures that, you know, that would be the next logical thing unless they do a reflector set or something like that.
I really love these.
And, like, I see a reflector set as being more likely, too, because if they engineer it right, they can use the same base body design for all three of them and get their mileage out of it, the design that way.
So, other than Spyglass, we need a little bit extra molding.
So usually a lot of these third-party companies get it wrong in spirit. Like, and the designs of these are, like, dead on to exactly what I would want.
Like, from what I've heard, Bad Cube stuff is at a pretty good place, and I think doing something simpler like these Insecticon designs is only going to make what they're doing seem stronger by comparison. Like, I would consider getting at least, like, the Kickback out of these.
That's Kickback has always been one of my favorites.
He's my favorite.
It was my first Insecticon, and I think it just looks so good in that picture.
I think they're going to be a three-pack.
Well, they each have their own.
That'll be an expensive three-pack.
Actually, I think they're being sold individually because I've seen a suggested retail price of about $79 each.
Yeah, that's really? Not a three-pack.
Okay.
I don't like them that much, but I do like them.
Well, that's the thing. They're supposed to be like Masterpiece scaled, so that's why they're at that price.
They're nice looking.
Yeah, which is really not more than what you'd pay for Bumblebee.
It is.
A little bit.
Yeah. Depending on how you get it.
On the other hand, these look a little nicer than Masterpiece Bumblebee.
I like that they left all the Diaclone pilot hatches functional.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, that I love that. I want more Diaclone hatches.
They kept to the spirit of the original designs of the toys.
And moving mm-hmm.
and I appreciate that.
Speaking of Diaclone hatches, first look at Fans Toys FT-07 Stomp, not Sludge, Diaclone hatch.
All right.
It looks good.
Is this the not? Is this the good set or the bad set?
This is the good set.
To me, this is the one that gets it right in the Masterpiece scale.
Yeah, Fans Toys is the one that I just reviewed, the Sever, which was their not Snarl.
Snarl.
And they're really nice. And this looks similar to Snarl in design, but they always have like a little bit of difference between them. And the only thing that's kind of disappointing with this release so far is that the pre-orders went up at $199 everywhere.
Yeah.
And it doesn't say like early pre-order price. So I'm thinking they did away with the early pre-order price, which kind of, I don't
know.
Their
manufacturing cost probably went up a bit.
Yeah, I just, I wish they would at least done the early pre-order pricing with this like they did with the rest of the Dinobots. And they also did it with all their other, you know, Fans Toys figures have had that early pre-order price.
Yeah, they probably just couldn't take the margin hit.
Yeah, that's true. Or probably what it could have been was they wanted to generate enough early pre-orders to get an idea to help pay for, you know, each one after that.
Well, because I think with the order with the pre-order pricing, the early pre-order pricing, that's what actually gives them the idea who's going to get the figure. Because if it's just the regular price, people wait a little bit longer to order the figure. So I think it would skew your numbers of what you actually have to produce.
It could be too that they used the early bird pricing on the first couple figures or the first few things they did in general, just to, you know, get people on board a little bit more. And now that people know what they're about, what they're making, they don't feel like they need to do that to guarantee their pre-orders anymore.
Or people have already got
the price
goes
up once cooked,
right?
Okay, that's yeah. So who's getting this? Raise your hand.
Well, I'm off video, but I'm raising my hand.
Okay.
I have the Dinobot battle.
Yeah. But I'll be glad when I get this one, because unless their Grimlock is just super different than Masterpiece Grimlock, and I can't imagine it being too different and not be a Masterpiece Grimlock, I'll probably be passing on that one because I've got, you know, MP whatever.
I think we've talked about it before. Like, if I end up getting a set of third-party Dinobots, I'd probably go with Planet X's figures.
Fans Project.
No, Planet X, the ones that are done in the video game style.
Fans Project.
Fans Projects are pretty much video game style, too. They're very, very Fall of Cybertron.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not really getting that sense from those.
They're nice.
I didn't either, to be honest.
They're nice. And they're cheap, relatively speaking.
But yeah, they're nice.
So, also, Shadow Fisher upgrade kit for MP10, lights, metal smokestacks, and new biceps. I'm trying hard to understand the need for this.
Well, now, the light I can kind of understand for the Matrix.
Yeah,
MP10 really doesn't need anything to me.
It's pretty darn great. And thank you, Don, again, for getting me my MP10.
Oh, no problem.
You know, it seems like the people that made this think the proportions of the arms aren't quite right as it comes, so they made new ones that you can swap in, but I'm not really seeing it. The Energon Axe is, I guess, a nice option.
But he comes with an Energon Axe.
A smaller one, though, right?
Mine's still in the box. I just have him
of course.
I just have him holding the blaster, you know, looking heroic.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't feel the need to add arm kibble to my Masterpiece Transformers.
Well, and like the thing is, until I saw the picture with the new parts like outlined and highlighted, I couldn't even tell what had been changed.
Yeah,
on
me
it.
Too.
Oh, I'm glad that just wasn't me then, because I was afraid I'm just missing something obvious.
Now, man. I do like the new smokestack pieces. Those look nice. And those are the one thing you can buy by themselves, and they're like $15. So if you're not into the stock smokestacks, you know, and these appeal more, that's not a big investment, and that almost makes sense to do.
Yeah, I think I'm with y'all, I just don't see a need for this.
No, I mean, not really.
MP10's not a perfect figure, but it's a pretty perfect prime.
Yeah, it's a really great Optimus. Okay, Mega Steel MS-01 Granville. So this is the Don Figueroa Stormbringer Megatron. So this was a pretty big topic of discussion on the episode of Transmissions that I was on. Hasn't posted yet, just verified. But it's going to be episode 104. I actually kind of like it.
I do too.
Like
But would you buy it?
I might.
Like, I... I genuinely like it. I like it better than Polyon.
The thing is, I don't know anything about Megasteel's products.
Yeah.
And I would really want to, like, either handle one or hear a lot of positive coverage about this before I actually put the money down.
I like the tank mode a lot. It looks like Armada Megatron, sort of in tank mode, sort of. I like it.
Now, what Megatron is this supposed to represent from the comics?
Like, this is an early IDW version.
Like All Hail Megatron, kind of after that.
Prior. Yeah. This is a pre-gun mode Megatron, in terms of like printing chronology.
Okay.
If I remember right, the gun mode was introduced for All Hail Megatron as part of like the soft reboot thing they were doing.
Yeah, after they got rid of Furman and all the fun stuff he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Stormbringer was a Furman thing. I think I remember reading like the first issue of it. So,
I mean, this just reminds me of Combiner Wars G1 Megatron.
Very, very vaguely.
There's a lot of similarities. I mean, the treads on the backpack, the basic body type, but that's kind of unavoidable because Megatron.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I mean, any Megatron made to look like G1 Megatron is going to have some of those design features present.
Yeah, yeah. I just really don't see a need for this, but I'm also not a comic person, so...
I'm not those comics person.
Yeah.
But...
To my eye, I think it might make a slightly better Megatron for your Lost Light shelf than it...
That's kind of what I was thinking. That's kind of what I was... Like, if I was going to do that, I wanted to have a more Alex Milne head, because that's pretty characteristic of what Megatron is right now.
Yeah.
But, like, you know... Assuming that, I wouldn't mind maybe putting the Autobot sticker on this instead of Leader Megatron.
Yeah.
So
we have photos of X-Transbots, Andras and Eligos, which are not Cyclonus and not Scourge, a.k.a. the Sweeps, whichever. And it's an X-Transbots figure, so what does that mean?
Flip a coin.
Avoid it?
Yeah. Wait till we get... you know, Apollyon in hand to really figure it out. The surprising thing is that KFC just did
a
Cyclonus that was, Don got it. Don, did you ever open it?
Yeah, I opened up Tempest.
Is it okay? Is it?
It's. I mean, I got it on sale at Big Bad for $49, and he looks good beside Manaya King.
Oh, you got it for $49?
Yeah, it was during their New Year or Black Friday sale, one or the
cool.
other.
I would definitely pay
close, that. Don, close your ears for a second. Chosen Prime has that figure for $29 right now.
Wow.
Well, so
I mean,
they have Tempest for $30?
Yeah.
Huh.
So if you're really thinking about getting it, I would order it now while it's on that sale before it disappears.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
I was just saying, I'm surprised they put this at X-Transbots because it's basically... kind of the same as KFC.
It's a branch of KFC.
Yeah, that they're doing this figure again so soon.
Well, you know, this is their masterpiece style stuff. It's the same lineup as Apollyon.
Yeah.
And, you know, early reports on Apollyon seem to be pretty good. You know, see how that bears out as more people are getting them in hand. But, you know, if they've turned a corner on their design and manufacturing processes, this could be a decent thing.
You know, and it looks like the Chosen Prime has got a pretty big clearance sale going on, which I did not see last time I was there.
Tempest for $29.
It's worth it for that. I mean, if you've got Manaya King and...
Okay, but like, what's the build quality like, Don? That's kind of the floating question here.
Okay, I haven't transformed it in about a month or so. It's just been sitting on the shelf.
It didn't tear itself apart the last time.
I had no feeling that I was going to rip stuff off, but again, I was using a reviewer's video review just because all these third party instructions are so not good. So I'd rather follow some people's videos instructions just to make sure that I'm not missing something in the printed instructions. But it didn't feel like it was going to fall apart on me. It felt solid. In jet mode, there's a few pieces I think could use a few more pegs to hold it together. It's not like Blitzwing not holding together when you transform him. It's just the pegs that are there hold it fine, But I like it. I would have liked a few extra pegs just to make it a little more solid, but it's not really that much of a deal breaker.
I mean, all things being equal, you know, Combiner Wars Cyclonus is on the verge of coming out, and I'm probably just going to stick with that for if I'm getting a new Cyclonus.
Good point.
But all the same,
these pictures, I mean, all we can see is vehicle mode, but they look really, really nice.
The X-Transbots?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, this looks, you know, very toy-based for the vehicle mode, and that's not a bad thing, as long as the robot mode doesn't stay too close to the toy.
The tip on it looks really sharp, too.
Well, yeah, of course.
That's the thing. All we can see is the alt mode pictures right now.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I'll tell you what. I'll get mine after the podcast and see if I can't put a picture or two up on Twitter.
Sweet. Yeah,
No, we're not talking about Tempest. We're talking
I still want him to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Do that, Don. Okay. I need to decide whether I'm going to get it. Okay, cool. Rob, what else is on T-Formers this week?
Big things are we've got a couple of interesting pieces of line art. Andrew Griffith was the designer that did the cockpit for Minimus Ambus on Leader Class Ultra Magnus, and he put up some art for that, along with a little bit of talking about what he did and why. So it's pretty nice.
Yeah, the pictures that we got from like Toy Fair weren't really the best for seeing what's in the cockpit, because all that white plastic kind of washes out with camera flashes and stuff. So, like, if you've been curious what's actually going on in there, this is probably the best representation you'll get.
Yeah. The other line art's kind of interesting. There was a character in the background towards the end of issue 39, More Than Meets the Eye, that nobody's quite sure what it was. Hayato Sakamoto posted it was based on early line art for Lyokaiser, and he posted a copy of that line art so everybody could see what he was working from.
Yeah, it's actually pretty interesting to see the distinction in it from, like, you know, what the actual toy and all the media version had become from the final.
Yeah.
Like, it basically looks like, you know, like the top half is all one piece and the bottom half is the combining part. Just because the top is so simple in this version.
Yeah.
I can kind of see why they reworked it a little bit.
And lastly, of course, we've got XV's reviews in multiple formats for Quickslinger and Breakneck.
Quickslinger.
Yes.
Pretty awesome.
He writes a blog, you know.
I was about to say, Autobot social media expert.
Hey, XV, I'll be waiting by my mailbox for when... when you're sending those figures.
Just camp out. The check's in the mail. just keep waiting.
You'll be like Charlie Brown waiting for the Valentine from the little redheaded girl.
He'll be there for 50 years?
Yeah. Okay, cool. What else, guys? Do we have anything else this week? Don's going to tweet those photos out.
Oh, I got to find it first.
At HMR... C4EVR.
Yeah. Well, I'll put the RFC hashtag like at RFC so you can see it, and then you can retweet it.
You should probably at TF Radio because that's actually the
account.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah, so I'm at BKilby on Twitter. Diecast is at Diecast2. Matt doesn't exist on Twitter.
Or anywhere.
Yeah, Chris is at Chris T XV?
No.
What is it? Chris RXV?
No.
What is it?
No.
Okay, Rob is at REC2750, and John is at that John D. I think I got all those right, except for XV's.
XV Good. Is Richard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know mine's really hard to remember and all.
So. I'm trying to tweet more. Trying to.
But is it worth it?
I don't know. I passed 10,000 tweets finally.
I forget about Twitter a lot. I'm like, oh, yeah, that thing.
I've been on Twitter since, like, early 2008, and I just hit 10,000 tweets. Yeah. Man, it was a tweet about the Avengers, I think, so.
Your first one?
My 10,000th.
Oh.
So I think my first tweet was actually, I'm on Twitter, now what?
That's the same thing I did. I think mine was like, okay, I'm finally on Twitter. Will you all shut up now?
Yeah.
What do you have now, Don? Like 20 tweets?
Actually, just to double check, I actually have
6,000.
6,000 tweets. I have 174 followers. 173 of those are people waiting for Massey attacks, probably.
Yeah.
Really, you really can't blame them.
I'm definitely waiting for a Massey attack, so yeah, that's at least one.
There you go. Pretty cool. Okay, you can find all of our shows at tfradio.net. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/tfradio, Twitter at tfradio, and of course, help us out by doing your Amazon shopping through our website. Go to tfradio.net/Amazon, and that would really, 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 really help us out.
Like, really?
Yeah. Like, I had such a headache after going through and figuring out all the expenses. It's ridiculous.
I told you. Is that because I told you all the money you probably spent?
Yeah, it was based on that conversation. Yeah, that's the reason I did it. Yeah. Yeah, and that wasn't. I mean, that doesn't count like things that I did for the podcast, like convention trips and stuff. I mean, that just counts like stuff that goes towards it. Oh my god. TFRadio.net/Amazon.
I'm sorry, by the way. I guess I shouldn't have brought that.
No,
up.
It's okay. I appreciate it. Okay, go ahead.
You do it. You do it because you love.
I do. I do.
Have you shared your findings with Kim?
No, that might not be the best idea.
He's still breathing. Of course,
I told
not.
Her I did it. And she had a rough idea. I just didn't give her the specifics.
How close was her rough idea?
Well,
60%.
It was off. It was off. It by off by several thousand, but only.
So a really rough idea.
Yeah. Yeah. TFRadio.net/Amazon. We will be back next week. Thank you very much.
TFRadio.net/Amazon. Save Brian's marriage.
Maybe you'd like to buy a grand piano?
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at TFRadio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TFRadio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at TFRadio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TFRadio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show since 1999. 100% girlfriend free since 1999.